The next pronoun that we have is reflexive pronouns. Now, reflexive pronouns are pronouns like myself, himself, themselves, etc., which are used when the object is the same as the subject. Okay, say for example, he hurt himself, I cut myself, or you can also have we blame ourselves, John helped himself, they bought themselves new shoes. Now let us discuss the difference between or the relation between reflexive and emphatic pronouns. Now reflexive pronouns, as I said, they show that the action of the subject is reflecting upon the person who is doing it. However, the emphatic pronoun is a pronoun which simply emphasizes the action of the subject. Let me give you an example. She cut herself. This is reflexive pronoun since the subject or the girl and the action cutting refers back to the girl. So she cut whom? She cut herself. Therefore, it is reflexive. It is going back. However, she herself cut the cake. Herself here is an emphatic pronoun because it is emphasizing the subject or the girl. It is putting an emphasis on who has done the particular work. Okay? Now, if you come to the table found on page 28, you will see how I becomes myself, you becomes yourself, he becomes himself, we becomes ourselves, you becomes yourselves, and they becomes themselves when it comes to reflexive pronouns. The next pronoun on our list is reciprocal pronouns. Now, what are reciprocal pronouns? Reciprocal pronouns are used to show that an action or a feeling is being reciprocated. You all know what is reciprocation? When two people are showing similar or mutual reciprocation, similar or mutual feelings, or doing the same thing with each other, towards each other, etc. Now let us come to a few examples which are given in your book. They waved at each other. The children hugged one another. Now as you can see the note on the right, reciprocal pronouns also have a possessive form. For example, the twins wear each other's clothes. Now twins means two, so therefore it is not each other, it is each other's. I'll give you a few more examples. They waved at each other is given in your book. They hugged one another. You're waving at each other because that is happening from a distance. But when you're hugging, it is hugging one another. My dog and cat love each other. That is, the dog loves the cat and the cat loves the dog. Is it okay if we help each other? That is, I want to help you and you, I want to help me back. Okay?